Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Cam Newton is perhaps the wild card. I actually don't see him starting week one in this offense.
There's no way in hell. When he comes walking in the door, you're going to tell me Jared Sidham's going to be the quarterback? Not if this guy's healthy. No chance.
I would never doubt Cam Newton.
Dale Arnold.
22 teams full of players follow all the rules. Like, when we have 100% freedom, everybody don't follow all the rules.
The recreational activities.
Rich Keefe.
Players left real money on the table. But that's what happens when you have a negotiation into sort of a conflict situation.
Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart.
The New England Patriots love Jared Stidham.
They are a sore loser.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Broadcasting from our Shaw's and Star Market studios here in Brighton, it is the Dale and Keefe Show. Dale is off today, an early start on his long weekend, so it is Keefe and Andy Hart with you until 2 o'clock. Andy, how are you?
The Andy Hart Show, hosted
that's
by
not
Rich
a,
Keefe.
That's not a thing.
I like it.
Nope.
Nobody really has a nice ring to it.
Not catchy at all. You just did a show with Wiggy during the during the break there.
Because unlike you, I didn't dismiss his ideas out of hand.
I just don't really know how important it is to discuss the practice plans for NFL teams necessarily.
Oh, so you want to talk about the games, like last night's game?
Yeah, break let's down get the games. The game.
There's
talk
no games
the game.
To talk about,
talk
your
about
boob.
The games. X's and O's.
All we have to talk about is return to play plans.
Actually, there's a certain quarterback we could talk about.
Who?
Jarrett Stidham.
Brian Hoyer, because he is the ultimate Lewerke. Quarantine QB. You go home, we'll call you if you need you,
yeah,
Brian.
Yeah, and Wiggy, to give him credit again for another idea, he was one that said a while ago that he thinks more teams will carry three quarterbacks just because you just never know. And a guy, all of a sudden, he's out for 2 weeks. You're going to go into a game with like Edelman as your emergency quarterback, as the backup now.
Maybe there will be a quarantine QB. Bruce Arians has talked about it. Ben
right.
Volans
yeah.
said, you know, the NFL's worked through a lot of ideas and plans and contingency plans. Maybe that'll actually be a thing. You know, a quarterback who's not allowed at the facility when, you know, X member of players are there to keep him separate from everything.
Yeah.
He meets with the offensive coordinator at night after the rest of the team has gone home or something. Second shift, right?
It is weird.
This world, you know, this world has second and third shifts.
Sure does.
He's the second shift QB. Everybody else goes home. He's
the world
arriving
never sleeps.
To work. It's,
I don't think. Right? I don't think that it does.
I don't think it does. Sun never sets.
Well, that's not true.
On Patriot Nation.
Oh, that is true.
No, it's global, baby.
That's a good point. So you can join us throughout the show at 617-779-7937. We are going to have a guest today. We have a guest.
Yes.
Shalise Manza-Young.
How do you say that?
Shalise.
Oh, that rolls right off. I don't know. Is it Shalise? I think it's Shalise.
Maybe that can be our first question. But we're going to have her on at 11:30 today.
Yes.
She used to work for the Herald covering the Patriots, now is at Yahoo Sports. She basically took the segment that Felger and Maz had the other day where they're like, oh, Cam Newton celebrates, so he won't work here. I'm paraphrasing.
Yes.
He does Superman stuff. That's not going to work. She took that and was like, oh, all of Boston thinks this way now. So, but Andy Hart actually does agree with them. So,
and you don't.
I don't. So it'll be
perfect.
It'll be good. We'll talk to her at 11:30. But still plenty of Cam Newton discussion, as we are less than a week old from the news that he was going to sign with the Patriots. And the more I think about it, Andy, the player, if you want to just take the makeup of a player, of a guy that's going to replace Tom Brady, I think he is probably the perfect fit. I also think if you're just taking the realistic options, so not like, oh, replace him with Mahomes. Like, if you take the realistic
yes,
options
I would take him.
That we heard about this year. So take anybody in the draft not named Burrow, Tua, or Herbert.
Okay.
Any of those guys.
So Jordan Love or
Hurts, from Eason, any of those guys, Jameis Winston, I'll even throw Teddy Bridgewater's name out there, Andy Dalton, Nick Foles, Philip Rivers.
Yep, everybody that was available.
Guys
moved
that,
around.
Guys that moved this year, or again, Jarrett Stidham, who was right here. I think Cam Newton, and it's not just because he is the guy that signed here, I think he's the guy I would put at the top. I think he makes the most sense.
I am going to sound like a Belichick rump swab here.
Here we go.
I think the two guys that make the most sense are the two guys they have. Like, you have a guy, a young quarterback with upside in Jarrett Stidham.
Oh, so you think Stidham, okay.
So, to me, it's about potential. Because I had greatness. I had
the
GOAT,
best.
Right?
The best.
So, I'm not going to replicate that, but what's the best potential to have a good, great, high-level, competent quarterback? The potential of Jarrett Stidham is just that, potential.
That's
all
it.
These people that try to sell me first-round talent, boy, can he spin it. You know, top two dual-threat quarterback coming out of high school.
He's a great high school quarterback.
All those things.
Yeah.
He has potential. It's all potential.
Sure, that's
right?
It.
It's all, hasn't been proven at all.
They love him, though.
And then,
that's what Rossini said.
Cam Newton.
Yeah.
MVP. 15-1. Super Bowl quarterback.
Yeah.
Can run. Can throw. Is big. Looks like a linebacker. Everything. Like, has the total package.
Yeah.
If he's Cam Newton.
Right.
Because he could get hurt. Don't know if you've heard.
I know. Dale's all over that.
Heard that somewhere.
Dale's convinced he's going to get hurt. Just so, predicting injury.
For a veteran, don't you think Cam has much higher potential than Andy Dalton or even Jameis Winston?
Right? I kind of like the idea of Jameis Winston, but to me, Cam Newton should have even more confidence in himself. He has a better resume.
Yeah, that's my point. Like,
yeah.
He has single-handedly carried a team to the Super Bowl.
Right.
He has to an MVP season.
Crap receivers almost his whole career.
Jameis Winston ever do that? Because I think Jameis Winston
had great receivers.
Had great receivers.
Yeah.
And couldn't maximize
it. And was in an offense that he was going to put up big numbers.
Right, and couldn't maximize it. Didn't go 15 and 1.
Nope.
Didn't lose in the Super Bowl. Never got even within a sniff because he made mistakes along the way that kept the team from being good. So if you're just looking at it as pure cleanser, need a new name, potential, swing for the fences a little bit. Do I want to swing for the potential fences with a young guy or the potential fences with an old guy?
Yeah.
They have the two best answers.
I think they
what
might.
What a homer I am.
It sounds very positive, but also the old guy this case is 31.
Yeah,
which
not
is not
old.
Not that old, especially for quarterbacks, it's not that old.
He doesn't take hits, said his former OC, Chudzinski.
So, one thing I may disagree with our friend of the show yesterday, Rob Chudzinski, his first offensive coordinator, said that. I don't know if that's true.
I think
he's a smart runner.
I think that's where he was going.
Yeah.
In the pocket, when he's standing there, the league lets him take hits.
He
the whole referee question.
Right.
When he's running, he is pretty smart, and he doesn't just try to run everybody older. Right. You don't see him Josh Allen helicoptering it at midfield.
No.
So I do think there's some truth to that.
I think in a weird way, coming off the injury helps a little bit too, because I think the expectations should be a little bit lower. So if he looks like early 2018 or obviously 2015, if he looks like that Cam Newton, I think that is going to surprise a lot of people because I don't think anybody's really expecting that. Even if you think he's going to be good, I think I'm like, all right, he's going to be better than Stidham. That doesn't mean he's going to be all pro. So coming off the injury, it's sort of, again, like the Super Bowl, was it Lombardi that said Super Bowl? Like, that's in the minority. Not a lot of people are
he said
that.
They're in now. Now
in
the
mix.
Question is, can
they're
they beat the Chiefs? And he thinks they can with Cam Newton. And then the other aspect of that is the numbers we threw out yesterday from Vegas and the odds for MVP.
Oh, yeah.
Cam's now a top 10 MVP candidate.
Which isn't that crazy.
I didn't say it was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But there's some pressure.
There's
if people are talking about you beating Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, if people are talking about you being a top 10 MVP candidate. Now, keep in mind.
First of all, top 10 MVP.
Wait a minute.
It's not that crazy.
It is. You know why? I'm going to say two words.
Okay.
Russell.
You're leaning really close to me, by the way. What is that about? Especially in this time. You should be leaning further away. See how close he got to me, guys?
6 feet apart, Andy. Come on, figure it out.
We're having a civil conversation. He leaned like right up in my kitchen.
That's what you do when you make a point.
James thing.
Can you get a ruler?
Don't ever say I do anything Mark James does.
Look, he's back at it again. Get him out of my personal space.
Saying
hula hoop. Pretend we all have hula hoops and you can't cross the
outside. Andy, can you just stop reaching over your computer screen? That might help.
He's so close to me right now.
Okay. Focus.
He misses you.
It's reckless.
Focus. I just want to get a good look at that hideous shirt.
It's a USA soccer jersey. Hideous shirt. Andy Hart hates the country.
Hates red, white, and blue.
You heard it first.
What a jerk.
Andy Hart literally has a flag on his shirt right now.
This is basically a flag. This is Team USA soccer.
You know you're not supposed to wear the flag, right? It's disrespectful.
I'm not wearing the flag.
You just said it's basically a flag.
Symbolism it is. This is like that powerhouse that is USA soccer.
Yes.
Can't qualify for the World Cup. Because they lost to, who'd they lose
just
to?
Pretend it's the winner.
Sorry, give it a couple years once Pulisic grows up a little bit more.
What was that?
Gio Reyna.
Shine with a Pulisic? I didn't have that the first time.
See the next Freddie Adu? He's a little bit better than that. He's playing for, I forget who he's playing for now in Europe. But he's playing for
somebody.
He's on Barcelona.
He's on FC, like, you know.
He? Well, no. Hey, he's out there.
Gio Reyna, 17-year-old USA player, too.
I'm more of a, like, Tony Miola, Alexi Lawless,
yeah.
You know, that the old school guys.
The old Foxborough Stadium World Cup days.
Twellman, yeah, sure.
Oh, Twellman, tremendous.
Great, one of the all-time great revs. All right, so before you leaned super close over to me, what were you saying?
So you said it's not really that big a deal to say Cam Newton's a top 10 MVP candidate.
No, I think it sounds somewhat jarring, but then when you factor in that running backs or receivers or corners, as good as they might be, don't have a sniff. Michael Thomas set a record, didn't have a sniff. Christian McCaffrey had a crazy year, didn't get a sniff. So it's going to be a quarterback.
Right.
And so I'm like, it's going to be a top 10 quarterback on a team that makes the playoffs. Really not that crazy.
I believe the statistic is, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm wrong a lot.
That's a great point.
Russell Wilson has totaled how many MVP votes in his career?
I think zero.
Zero.
Which is dumb.
It is dumb. But my point is, if Cam Newton is in the MVP conversation, 10th, but if he's in the conversation, even if one guy votes for him, he's in Russell Wilson world. He's better than Russell Wilson. Because Russell Wilson never gets a vote. Right?
No.
So if you're thinking of Cam Newton as just a potential on your ballot for Peter King to split between five guys as he is wont to do, then he's a legitimate star. Like, people are expecting him to be a star this year.
I don't know. I mean, who got MVP votes last year? Did Dak Prescott get MVP
Patrick
votes?
Mahomes.
Well, Mahomes, or no,
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson won it.
I think Patrick Mahomes got votes.
Did he? Even with the missed
time? Was Lamar unanimous?
No, Lamar was not unanimous.
I think Patrick Mahomes.
Who else got
I believe
votes?
Mahomes got votes. I believe Dak Prescott got a couple of votes as well.
Okay.
Russell Wilson might have even gotten like one or two.
I mean, think
no,
about
I don't
the
believe
years...
Russell Wilson's ever gotten any. I think that's like no, the big story out of the Pacific Northwest.
Or maybe first place
votes. I mean, yeah, I think he got like second and third place
votes.
Well,
you votes, only
but... vote for... Oh, you only vote for first place?
I believe the 48 members like the vote for a guy.
Okay.
Like, that's why Peter King one year famously split
and did
a half a vote for two guys. Because he couldn't vote second place, first place. He voted for two different guys.
But also, if you pull up that same list where the Seattle fans get in an uproar, there's so many names on that list that you're like, that guy got a vote? So, like, to your point, Russell Wilson didn't. But to my point, like, Derek Carr did.
But if Cam Newton gets a vote this year, it means he's, like, in Starland.
Yeah. Yeah. Or also
so there's pressure. So there's expectation. He's not just seen as the broken down engine that no longer could.
True. I also think, though, that he's got to be more motivated than anybody.
Yeah,
I
mean, you can see it online. League,
he looks great.
He does look
great. I think he got taller. I think the guy looks
maybe
fantastic.
Maybe Sanu's shrinking. He's getting older.
Sanu
that happens
be,
with
yeah,
the,
you do go the
your
other
grandmother.
Way.
You know, you get to your grandmother's, you're like, wow, you're shrinking? Yes,
my
you are.
My poor Nana's like 4'2 right,
right
now. I mean, I don't know what's happening to her. But the Cam Newton is...
Lamar Jackson was unanimous MVP
he
last
was.
Year, I'm being told.
How about this? Good stats and info team we have here on Dale and Keefe. We got Eamon and Shine back there today.
Eamon has sleeves on for our Saturday listeners.
So I don't know why you get so up in arms about Eamon deciding to wear a tank top to work on a weekend. Like, what's
on
the harm?
On a Saturday morning, nonetheless.
What's
there's
the
nobody
harm?
Else here.
What is the... I would think of all
the
guys,
harm to my eyes.
The guy that's doing, like...
The hard-o fullback.
Right, the guy who's,
coming
like,
from the guy wearing a visor.
Still lifting weights. Training for who knows what, and he's wearing a visor.
I haven't lifted a weight in 3 months.
Because you were
That's
because
you can't.
Because you had surgery. You I know, but you're looking at him, though. You're probably getting, like, the shakes. You're like, I haven't had a good dumbbell
curl. He probably has one of those shake weights at home so he can use his healthy arm.
Excuse
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that healthy arm's huge. Look at the size of that healthy arm. What are you
like
doing?
Like Popeye.
What's going on?
And a half a can of spinach.
He's just doing leg press now.
No,
all he does is sit there and he's got a leg
press
machine,
legs
machine
in, like,
in his
20
basement.
Years. No, legs
leg press is my favorite.
Yeah, because you were one of those guys. Look at can you come sit on the weight for me? There's not enough weight
to
this
place. I had thick
thighs,
all right?
Where could you squat at your best?
At my best?
Your best squat.
I don't remember.
Come on, max squat. What do you have?
Like 300. Nice. I didn't squat much.
It's amateur hour.
What?
It's amateur.
My back
it
hurts.
It is amateur hour.
300.
I have bad back.
Rich probably did.
Why I prefer the leg press.
Yeah, because you can make it look like you're doing more than you are.
I did.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I remember my max.
Not as much strain on my back.
My max bench was almost as high as my max squat, and my football coach was like, "You know, I've never seen,
I've never seen a bench."
I go, "Well, you still haven't." I go, "There's about 15 pounds there separating the two." He's like, "What are you doing on leg day?" I'm like, "It's not really here or there." But my going back to Newton, I think him coming off of an injury, him having the whole league kind of look at, like, it has to knock him back a little bit.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
For a guy with as much confidence
Randy
as he
Moss,
has.
Remember when he had, like, the list, he knew everybody that passed on him? I have to think,
yeah,
the way Cam Newton is, somewhere he may not, like, post it in his locker, But the fact that all the teams passed on him and he's playing for less than what we have yesterday. Who is he playing?
Oh, he's making
less than like Hoyer. I mean, however you want to.
Well, like without the incentives, it is.
Well, because he has to win the job and make plays and be good to get the incentives.
He has to win the job.
But that there's no way that that's not a motivational chip factor for his ego. So, you know, somebody was, I don't know if we ever actually read it on the air, that Tom Brady replaced Jameis Winston.
Oh, this musical chairs?
Jameis Winston replaced Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater replaced Cam Newton. Cam Newton replaced Tom Brady.
What does that get you?
The circle of life.
No, I don't know if that gets you that at all.
But there's chips on all those guys, right?
All of them. That's why this is the most anticipated NFL season in years.
And it may not happen.
Correct. My mind goes there like once a day. Once a day I think that, but I'm like, no. I just want to focus on Newton's fit with the Patriots, how he's going to be, what Brady's going to be in Tampa, blah, blah, blah. But in the back of your mind, in everybody's mind, it has to be, are they going to play? There was the news that two preseason games are getting wiped out, which is not a shock at all. It looks like they're going to take week one and week four, toss them out. The plan is to still play two for every team. But
maybe. There's already
maybe is right.
Players, ex-players, saying if you think they're going to play two, you're out of your mind. It's going to end up zero. They're not playing preseason this year. If you listen to Mike Giardi cheat on us this morning with the morning show.
Yeah, what was that about?
He is the ultimate wet blanket. He definitely sounds fearful that this is unrealistic. And he cited some
Rodney
study.
Rodney Harrison was the same way yesterday, right?
We heard from him. But yeah, Mike Giardi also works for the NFL Network, which is an arm of the NFL.
Yeah,
they're tied in.
Be a little bit more merry. Well, that was like when Kirk Herbstreit was like, yeah, no college football. And everyone's like, what?
Well, if Giardi's right, did you hear the study he cited that what was it
three to seven
college players could die if they play college football?
I just
that seems like a lot.
Oh, it's way too many.
I feel like that'll definitely shut down the sport.
That would do it. I think that would do it. Although you'd have
are they backups? Are they scholarship athletes, walk ons? I mean, we could pray. Is it Trevor Lawrence? Justin Fields?
Listen, come on. Every life is just as important. But I feel like that is kind of weighing on everybody, like as we're waiting to see basketball, baseball, hockey. They all have their different plans. They're all, you know, at certain points, you know, the NHL is trying to figure out their cities and all of that. But then there's the fear of if any of those sports can end, which lines up with the beginning of football.
Yes,
but I'm trying to focus more on
the actual
rosters.
You have a wedding scheduled for October and you're pretending that you're gonna have a wedding with 300 guests all in. Let's go with that.
Probably you might want to
What are we dancing to?
Take out half the tables.
Right.
Yeah, no, but dance is going to be weird.
We are Sports Radio WEEI, right. And I think it is fair on the third day after Cam Newton arrived in New England.
Still excited.
Well, not arrived in New England.
He's in L.A.
With Sanu.
But with Sanu. With
a guy I'm not sure will be on the team or be a key factor in the passing game.
Is he one of your predictions to be cut?
If I had a, like, wow cut or a name cut, it would
Sanu?
Be him. If you can save $6.5 million, I don't know if you saw Pat's cap.
But where are you?
They're down to $263,511 or something.
I'll sign. But like, where is?
The cost of doing business. Now they can create cost of doing business money this year in other ways.
Well, Tooney still is on the franchise tag.
Jermaine Illuminor is on the books for like $2.2 million or something to be the ninth offensive lineman or something.
Change that. Get that
he won't play on that contract. If they decide that he's the backup, they'll sign a 2-year extension.
Because I remember we were even talking about this like during the draft and like early on in free agency. Like you can get rid of Sanu for save $6.5 million. I'm like, that's great, but what's your next move?
Right, but you need their IR guys, rosters like there.
But the wide receiver depth chart
is it like $9 million you need to do the year? I think that there's a number that teams basically say. On average, this is the money I need to pay my practice squad, to have IR, to bring somebody in if somebody needs to be replaced, whatever it may be. They're going to have to create that money. But you're right. They can create that money without cutting Mohamed Sanu. Joe Tooney could sign an extension at any point.
And then
who
that's
knows?
It.
Or, well, not at any point. Actually, we only have 2 more weeks.
Joe Tooney
could sign an extension in the next 2 weeks.
All right.
You know, Stephon Gilmore could tweak his contract. Any of those, Dante Hightower, if you want to extend him, drop his salary.
Options,
there's ways to create money. But yes, Sanu is a guy that I think from afar, people just say he's one of your core three receivers. We'll see. We'll see.
No,
I'm not sold on that.
Listen, I certainly don't love him. I love more on Cam Newton for sure. Also, we have a spirited debate later on in the program. Fireworks.
Yeah.
Good or bad. And I think you can already kind of tell where Andy Hart feels about fireworks.
Boom.
We also, this is important to do. This is an important exercise. We're going to do at 1 o'clock our quarterback rankings, our projected starters, and we're going to rank them 1 through 32 only because we always get into debates during the year about, oh, this guy's a top five quarterback. It's like, well, is he?
Right.
You have to actually put pen to paper.
You're actually big on that.
I've done this a million times. I am.
You're big on that. He's a top 10 receiver, Josh Gordon. He's a top five NBA player. He's a this. He's a that.
Oh,
it's harder than you think.
I have about 20 top 10 NBA players.
Right.
Now, quarterbacks might be a little bit different. But
and I will say my credibility is suspect because
it is.
For a good 20 minutes, I only had 31 guys, and I couldn't figure out who wasn't on the list.
Yeah, don't you cover the league?
And I will say the one who was not on the list is a former Super Bowl quarterback.
Well, pretty good. So when we come back, though, the question I have for you and for everybody else is, will the Patriots be in the same situation next year as they were this year as far as looking for a quarterback? Who is the long-term quarterback for the Patriots? So we'll get into that. 617-779-7937. It is Dale and Keefe, Andy Hart in for Dale, Sports Radio, WEEI.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
The NFL reportedly going to decrease the number of preseason games from 4 to 2, eliminating weeks 1 and 4. But as Andy Hart said, they may even go more than that.
There's already rumblings of that. I'm not reporting that, just hearing that.
Okay.
Although the one issue, too, you see no longer Patriots-Giants to close out the preseason.
How are we going to get
that's like
by
a decade and a half tradition that I'm really...
Maybe they could bump that up to week 3.
So sad.
I was so excited to see the history teacher come to town.
The history teacher?
Daniel Jones. Looks like a history teacher.
Oh.
Okay. I don't know if that one's caught on yet, Chad.
Not really.
I don't know. I want to try that one out again.
I thought it was like maybe a Joe Judge
I was
joke.
Like the coach? Well,
I didn't know.
Celtics, the Judge.
The Celtics had... it's Judge.
The Celtics shine.
Had
in the big chair today. He's feeling himself.
No positive COVID-19 test for the Celtics, and every player on the roster willing to enter the bubble in Disney later this month to resume the NBA season. And the NHL is eyeing Toronto and Edmonton as hub cities for their potential restart. That won't become official until the NHLPA votes on the proposal. If you're working from home, keep up to date with Boston Sports Info by listening to WEEI on your smart speaker. Just say, hey, Alexa, play WEEI. Trending is brought to you by Shaw's Supermarket now through Thursday, July 2nd. Shaw's Just For You members can pick up Coca-Cola 12-pack cans or AHA Sparkling Water 8-pack cans at only 4 for $9 when you activate the digital coupon Must Buy 4, Limit 4 per customer. I'm Rich Keefe. That's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Dick, Dale, and Keith.
Let's get back
with Andy Hart
on Sports Radio WEEI.
On WEEI.
We'll be right back. Dale at Keefe Sports Radio, WEEI. Dale is off today. Andy Hart is here from WEEI.com. And my question, Andy, is next year, not necessarily at this time, but let's say next March, are we going to be having the same conversations about, are we looking for the future quarterback of the Patriots, or could that guy in some way be on the team this year and sort of prove himself out during the season?
Oh, the guy could certainly be on the team this year. I mean, I think in a best case scenario, it's Cam Newton. Cam Newton returns to whatever the good of Cam Newton that is left. Who did we talk to the other day? Field Yates said he thinks he's trending towards he'll be 100% or close to 100%.
Which would be amazing.
But is that 100% 2015? Is that 100%? Is that the new norm of Cam Newton? Maybe he's lost a little on his fastball.
Again, the first eight games of 2018,
right,
which is much more recent than his MVP season, he was great and trending like an All-Pro or at the very least a Pro Bowl quarterback. Then the injuries set in, and that's why everybody's like, "Oh, he's 0-8 in his last eight starts." It's like, all right, well, six were from that 1 year, and then two last year, which was a complete lost season. He played through a bunch of different injuries. And that's always going to be a factor with him is the injuries.
But don't you think that the ability to franchise him combined with his abilities, like you could easily see them saying, hell yeah, we'll take another year of him.
But my question is,
okay, what's he going to do, hold out? Is he not going to play?
To me,
you almost sat out this year. You going to sit out next year?
No, I don't think he would do that. But that still doesn't really answer your future quarterback, does it? If you franchise a guy?
No, but it means you're trying to tie yourself to him. Maybe
so
you're
like
trying to
Panthers,
find a way.
For example, they signed Teddy Bridgewater to a 4-year deal.
Yes.
If you, after the end of this year, sign Newton to a 4-year deal, you're like, all right, you can now look at other positions. You don't need to worry about quarterback. But if you franchise him, I feel like the should they draft a guy becomes an issue once again.
Yes, but I think if they franchise him, it would be because they'd be happy to sign a Teddy Bridgewater contract. 4 years, $100 million, whatever that basically
was. But
would
he do, especially after a free year.
And that's why
a quarterback at his level, it's a free season.
But that's why you franchise him. You have that ability now, but you're trying to get it done. You think you have the guy.
Is Dak still on the franchise tag, right?
I do not. He is now.
Yeah.
I don't believe he will be next year because I think the cap is going down. They will not be able to afford a $40 million figure for a franchised quarterback.
How many quarterbacks play on the franchise tag? I know quarterbacks have gotten franchised, but I feel like they don't often.
I mean, Kirk Cousins did right? multiple years. Didn't he do two back-to-back?
Yeah, he did. And then he ended up getting that fully guaranteed contract after. He's kind of a unique study. But a lot of the other guys kind of don't.
Because didn't the Patriots tag Castle and then trade him?
And then he immediately signed with the Chiefs.
Signed in a new deal,
big deal
to play with the Chiefs. Yes, a very good deal for him. It's not all that common happen, but this isn't a common situation.
So I don't think there's a downside to signing Cam Newton.
He could get hurt.
I've heard that. The one issue that I feel like if you're very pro this being a bad decision would be if you were all in on Jarrett Stidham, like you believed everything the Patriots were selling you and you were all in on Stidham and you thought Stidham at the very least, whether he is the future or he's not, you would know after this year.
But do you believe the Patriots were selling that?
Or maybe people
boots on the ground selling it without really being pushed in that direction. Well, just reading the tea leaves. Wow, they didn't sign anybody. They must love Jarrett Stidham.
So there was definitely that.
Because what did Bill say after the draft? We like our room. We didn't draft a quarterback.
Not
to say that was the plan.
Right, not
and
the
not
plan.
To say that couldn't change moving forward. I felt like he was relatively open and honest.
But I also thought if the plan was to draft a quarterback, you could have drafted any quarterback outside the top three, which nobody thought you were going to be able to get.
But we know there's value involved.
No, I know.
He's
they
not
going to
take Jalen Hurts, or he's not going to take Love at 23.
I know, but we saw so many other guys just leave. And so I think part – but there were also – and I forget all the different beat writers that would say – I mean, Mike Reese even had the thing about Stidham showing leadership by doing this. I'm like, okay.
Again, though,
like,
was
he's not the only player
told to do that, or is Mike Reese just insinuating? He's interpreting the tea leaves.
I think a lot of these guys are told things.
See, I think a lot of people think that,
and it may not be true.
Or they're extrapolating beyond what they're told. Yeah, we like Stidham.
But didn't even some
didn't
of the
say we
guys
like Stidham better than Cam Newton. We just like Stidham.
What did Schefter say about Stidham? Because I feel like that wouldn't be his opinion.
Schefter said they shouldn't have the draft because there was carnage in the streets.
He did. Then he was like, oh, great event. Everybody had a great time.
Yeah.
He said it footage.
As it was going on. The world needed this.
You can't. You're not always going to be consistent, I suppose. But, I think you would have known one way or the other. So, like, say Stidham gets 15, 16 starts next year, and maybe he's not great, but you can, like, see something in him, right? Like the Bills realize, hey, Josh Allen's got a ways to go, but he's our guy. Like, we're going to figure, I know you're not sold on him, but I think he's getting better. And, you know, teams, at least you have more of a sample size.
But just because a guy starts games doesn't mean you have any interest in him.
No, it doesn't mean you have interest. But
the Bengals didn't, right?
But
they quickly said, Joe Burrow, yes, please.
You would know whether he made sense for 2021 based on what happens this year. Now, if he just backs up Cam Newton all year, you're still going to have some people be like, he's good in high school, showed a lot of promise.
Right.
And you're like, okay, well, I guess, but he's just another year as a backup. So, again, I don't even think that's really a negative, but that's the one I could – at least would listen to.
But
all the other ones like don't make any sense.
This is the world you are now in. You know, I've been consistent with this from the very beginning. You had Tom Brady for two decades. You were one of those teams that didn't question the quarterback position. You were Aaron Rodgers. You were Russell Wilson.
Right. Never even a
the other
thought.
Teams, Gardner Minshew. Do you think there's people in Jacksonville that think he might be the future?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think there are people that are like, are you blind?
Correct.
We need a quarterback.
Right.
That's the world you now live in that a lot of teams have lived in over the years. Hell, it happens with good quarterbacks. Guys like Ryan Tannehill, there's a divide. Guys like Kirk Cousins. Jimmy Garoppolo was in the Super Bowl and was one throw away from being a Super Bowl winner, and he's out. Colin Kaepernick was one throw away from being a Super Bowl winner. He was out. Even the guy that beat him, Joe Flacco.
He should be out.
They got signed, but I think there are probably a lot of people like, he won and had a great postseason, but he stinks. This is the world you're in when you drop out of that roll out of bed, I got a top five quarterback world. Like, the Chiefs are still in.
It's different.
Seahawks are still in. A lot of teams,
they don't
Daniel
know.
Jones.
But
uptick right now, right?
Yeah,
how quickly could that change?
Oh, easily.
Right? We could, what is he, the history professor?
Not a thing. Better not.
I read it in the papers all the time. History
Come on.
I think he specializes in Roman civilizations, too.
Oh, interesting.
Now you're adding to it. It's not going to work.
Greco-Roman wrestling was big back then.
It's not happening.
The origin of the Olympics.
But if Cam Newton has
bathhouses.
But if Cam Newton has a good season, I think you are closer to that group.
Well, what if Jarrett Stidham has a good season?
Because the track record's not there. So it's like, all right.
But what if it's a really good season?
Okay, well, if it's really
Patrick
good,
Mahomes like year two, first
so,
time starting.
Going back to whether or not the Patriots were feeding
positive
Schefter
spin.
So here's Adam Schefter talking about Stidham earlier this offseason.
Well, Green, I think it says that they have a lot of confidence in Jarrett Stidham, and it doesn't preclude them from still picking up a quarterback at some point before camp and bringing in another arm at that point in time. But again, what they've said to you so far is this: we believe in Jarrett Stidham. It's a whole new chapter. I think that they love this. I think that there's a part of them that looks forward to this. And yeah, they're not tanking, and yeah, I think they have big expectations for Jarrett Stidham, and we'll see whether or not they're valid.
That was June 23rd.
So he said,
over a week ago.
He said, I think.
Okay.
I mean, he's an information guy. Like, how often has he told this station's morning show over the years, I don't have opinions, I just have people telling me things?
Yeah.
Well, right there, he said, I think.
Yeah, but I think that's formed by something. I think they've told him. Now, maybe he exaggerates it a little bit, or he kind of, spruces it up. Like, they're like, hey, we like him, and now it's like all of a sudden he loves them. But I think he's not just out of nowhere.
Said they like him. I think Dante Scarnecchia was the most open about the assessment of Jarrett Stidham. They like him. He works hard. He does what you want in that area, and there will be bumps. We don't know. Yeah. We don't know if he can play. And that's just reality.
Oh, yeah.
If Bill were honest with you, if you did your first interview with Bill Belichick to start the season, and he's now on the midday show, he's with Dale and Keefe. Okay.
Nice.
Boom. We're returning to the good old days.
Yeah.
What do you think of Jarrett Stidham? Well, I mean, he's worked really hard the last year. We've really seen some development, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But he was honest, he'd say, and we have no idea. He has not played a significant NFL snap in his life.
Right.
Right? That's reality. That's a fact.
That's how I felt all along. But people were going crazy saying that they know that he's going to be good. That's why they haven't brought anybody in here.
Right.
And then they sign somebody, and it's, well, they still really like him. It's like, well, they might like the guy and the potential, but they're not sold. And why would they be?
That was my column the second that Cam Newton came to the website. If you said endlessly every non-move was a vote of confidence for Stidham, then a move has to be seen by you as some sort of a lack of confidence or a backtracking.
There's been a lot of discussion about the Patriot way again this week, which has obviously been a term thrown around over the last 20 years. We'll discuss if that's even a thing and what does it mean. We'll do that when we come back at 617-779-7937. The number to join us. Also, Shaliz Manza-Young wrote an article for Yahoo Sports saying, basically just said, Felger and Maz speak for everybody in Boston and that Cam Newton is not going to be welcomed here, et cetera. So,
see, you hooked on a different aspect of it.
I did.
You hooked on they speak for Boston.
Yeah, I don't think
I hooked on if Cam Newton rubs you the wrong way,
right,
you might be a racist.
So we'll discuss all that at 11:30. It is Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart, Sports Radio WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ready for more?
Dale and Keith on WEEI.
The Patriot way is, can you play football? Okay, then play for us. That's the Patriot way. Anything outside of that is null and void. Can you ball? That's Bill Belichick's way. That's the assistant coach's way. Can you help us win is the Patriot way. So all of this other stuff about who you are. AB was trending in that direction in his first game. You know why Randy Moss stayed there and played that long?
Because
Randy Moss is a baller, been a baller, was born a baller. And the fact that he caught all them touchdowns and was making plays for Tom Brady, that was the damn Patriot way. The Patriot way is, I'm going to evaluate you. Can you help us win? And can you play football? And that'll be the Patriot way.
Marcus Spears on ESPN, I think he said it perfectly. The Patriot way, Andy Hart is here, as you can hear by the sound effects. I think that is spot on. The Patriot way to me is just winning. I think value is really important. Mm-hmm. Value. Bill Belichick will bring in anybody if the price is right. He has had to pay money when it's necessary.
Sure.
Right? Like Antonio Brown was not a free guy. Stephon Gilmore, certainly he spent a lot of money on. Darrell Revis as like a one-year mercenary, he was willing to do that. But this idea, like, you got to be here and you can't say a word, you can't have fun, you can't do all of this stuff. Now, for some players, there's a shelf life. Mm-hmm. Like, Randy Moss is a great example of both things. It couldn't have worked better in the first year, but then by the end, he got traded and he had a press conference where he said he had the weight of the world on his, or the earth on his, earth on his shoulders and all that stuff. So he's kind of an answer for both. But this has been brought up the last couple of days. Like, oh, how's Cam Newton going to fit into the Patriot way? I would think just fine, thanks.
So why was Dante Stallworth called into Bill Belichick's office and absolutely shredded by the head coach and borderline castrated because he had listed his favorite Randy Moss catches to a media member?
I think part of the Patriot way, it's not that you can say whatever you want. You can still have a voice, but I think,
as long as it says nothing.
Well, no, I mean, guys still do their shows like Tom versus Time. Like, they are still.
Now, I will admit there's an evolution. I brought up Dante Stallworth. That was a long time ago.
07?
07.
Yeah.
So, like, 13 years ago. I do agree there's been a loosening evolution brought about in some ways by social media, YouTube series, Facebook.
Oh, he's changed. People don't think he has, but he has. He's changed.
And he's had to.
Yeah.
In part, I would say because Tom Brady led it in that direction. And it's hard to be hypocritical and have the Jordan rules for Brady.
Yeah.
Oh, he can have a full film crew follow him to and from games, do
pretty
this.
Crazy.
And you guys turn in your phones. You're not allowed to have anything.
Right.
So you have to loosen up.
Like, these guys have podcasts. These guys are all on Instagram. They're all on Twitter. They're
YouTube,
they got YouTube
series
channels.
And,
Cam Newton's now got that.
Yeah, I notice. I see a lot of Cam Newton and Mohamed Sanu.
But also,
Edelman's like, where am I?
Like you said, the winning part of it, too. Like, I wonder, would he have been as mad at Randy Moss as Dante Stallworth? I don't know. But also, Stallworth part is, one thing is very clear, is you can't put down an opponent, whether it's a coach, Wes Welker, and Rex Ryan, or a player. And I think part of the Randy Moss catches where Moss is catching it on dudes, and he's making those guys look bad at times. That could be part of it.
Yeah, it could be.
Could be.
But the bottom line is, some people like to say, no, there's nothing to that. Bill doesn't tell you what you can and can't say. The hell he doesn't. Coach wants to see you is a thing. After he reads the morning clips, coach wants to see you is a thing.
Yeah.
And there is a message. Now, what the rules are specifically now versus what they were, like, there used to be very simple rules. Only talk about yourself. Don't talk about contracts. Don't talk about injuries. don't talk about opponents in obviously negative way.
Right.
Like, they were very, but that's still a thing. Don't tell me if you come here and can just flat out play, you're fine. That's not the reality.
I think that's
there is a shelf life.
But if you play,
you get away with more.
Yes, you do.
And Randy Moss with 23 touchdowns can say things that Dante Stallworth with four touchdowns, whatever he did.
Gronk's another example, and I know you've compared Cam and Gronk together, both with what
very
they do
similar.
Off the field, kind of their young maturity level or whatever you want to say at times. But like
immaturity?
Gronk had the Patriot notes down better than anybody.
Yeah.
Like, I want to work
and
hard, play with my
times.
Teammates. But then he also is doing 69 jokes all the time, and he still was able to have a personality. And then again, if you're talking on field, like this was a bigger discussion yesterday, but Belichick's not going to have a problem with the Superman thing. But he's not. He's not going to have a problem with that.
I don't think he will, but I don't know. I don't want to speak for Bill Belichick.
But
I don't love it.
I also think it's idiotic to take a chance on an emotional player, and he's had a bunch of them over the last 20 years, and be like, hey, why don't you tone that back? Because for some of those guys, that's what helps make them really good. And again, Chad Johnson's a weird one because he never really had a chance to celebrate, so we don't know what would have happened there. Like, he just was a bad fit. But Moss seemed to have a pretty good time for that year. Other guys have been able to step up and be themselves. Again, how long does that last? That's why, Brady and Gronk are such crazy examples. I mean, 20 years and to 9 years, like that's a long time. But I don't think anybody's asking Cam Newton to be here for 10 years.
No, and you bring up guys like Brady and Gronk. Well, they're the greatest of all time at their positions, arguably. They're Hall of Famers, elite talents, and both wore out their welcome or bristled with Belichick in the end, butted heads, even with they had different rules. They had more relaxed. Remember the injury stuff where, like, in a joint statement between the Patriots and the Gronkowski
that was weird.
Family,
yeah, that was bizarre.
Like,
that was
there were different rules for Gronk.
That was bizarre.
There just were. You weren't getting joint statements about Jonathan Wilhite or some, like, fifth corner who was here for a year. That's just the reality. But there are rules that go beyond. Like, Marcus Spears makes it sound like your world. If you can play, you're on my team.
You can play.
Right? You wanted Jerry Sandusky as defensive coordinator.
No, that's not. I've never said that. That is completely putting words in my mouth. I would never
misquoting him just a bit.
Completely.
But that's not the reality. There are rules. There are expectations. There are, there is what, and I know people can mock it, and they should rightly, because there are certainly counterexamples. Well, you had Aaron Hernandez. You had Corey Dillon. These guys.
But if the rule is, hey, at your locker, instead of saying that the opponent's cornerback is trash, say that he's good, I think these guys can do it. Like, Antonio Brown spoke once while he was here, and it was just like, yes, sir, no, sir, happy to be here. It was like the most polite thing ever. But then on the field, the one game he played, he's diving into the crowd, and he's like doing all that stuff. So
he also did a few live Periscopes or Instagrams.
One
or,
from
Guerrero. Hey, Alex, there's like 15,000 people on here.
Yeah. Remember those? Like, so where would that have gone? We'll never know what he says post-game, if you gave him more than one game.
I don't know.
If he talked twice a week for 10 weeks.
But so you think the Patriot way, like that is actually a thing still?
It's not what people perceive it to be at its highest level.
I agree with that.
But it's not just the Raiders either, like a Val Davis, where show up, do what you want. And if you get sacks, I'll never say a word to you.
Right, because I think...
No, I will.
I think when Tom and Gronk went to Tampa, it's easy to say Bruce Arians runs things differently than Belichick.
Yes.
But I also don't think, all of a sudden now you're in the Marines because you're on the Patriots.
No, and I also don't think it's just a Belichick thing. Like, I have literally seen Devin McCourty roll his eyes while listening to another teammate talk. Like, there are leader players in that locker room that are well-established, mature, that think there's a certain way to go about their business.
Right.
Now, they have been like me. Like, I questioned my idea about number one and all these things back to I was coached.
That was so dumb.
Well, Devin McCourty was coached by Greg Schiano and Bill Belichick, two of the bigger hard-o coaches in the history of coaching.
Right.
So I don't know what Devin McCourty thinks of in terms of how a football team should be run. Like, if you made him Mike Vrabel tomorrow and he's a head coach, I don't know what his rules would be. Would he break free from the chains that were the Patriot way, the Schiano way? Mm. Or does he go, listen, I lived that for 17 years and it seemed like it worked pretty well to me. Yeah. I like it. But they have that. Matthew Slater has his own opinions, but he also has very strong team Belichick opinions.
Right.
But we talked about it a lot last year. He had questions about Antonio Brown. He was the most vocal where he said, I speak as a team leader, not personally. Right.
Like, we had Ron Harmon on. I loved him.
But Matthew Slater,
they did. No,
that was one that seemed to test his Patriot way
it
leadership,
did.
Right?
It did, for sure.
So They have views. It's not the wild, wild west that Marcus Spears wants to paint it to be. It's also not the structured Patriot way. They're all saints that everybody else wants to paint it to be.
The NBA is working on their comeback. They've tested all the players on all these different teams. The Celtics had no positive tests, but we're starting to get some of the superstars, guys outside of, like, you know, DeAndre Jordan, who said they're not going to play, some other guys that are on the fence about it, and, you know, we found out how much it's going to cost and all that stuff. So how on board are we with the NBA return? We'll get into that coming up. Also, Shalice Manza-Young, who wrote an article in Yahoo Sports basically saying, you know, if you don't like Cam Newton, there's something wrong with you. So we'll
hello.
That's Andy Hart. So we'll
if you asked his former offensive coordinator why he wears the number one, there might be something wrong with you.
So we'll get to all of that. You can call us as well, 617-779-7937. It is Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart, Sports Radio WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.